Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How's it going over there?
Aloha. Aloha. Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha.
Aloha. If I say it enough times, I'll be back on Maui. Aloha.
You're so funny.
Aloha.
It's so funny. It's
aloha.
Like you leave and you want to come right back. And then when you're there, you got so much to do, you got to go back. And we need to be able to beam us up, Scott. We need to do a beam us up, you know what I mean? Because it's like we don't have the private jet to just go back and forth every so many hours, right? So,
what is that about?
But that would be a lot of work.
What is that about the human condition that, you know, when we're in one place, we want to be in another, you know? The contentment thing has got to be a little more, and I'm learning to be a little more content. I kind of have joked about that, but the Maui pull is lessened because I really subscribe to what you're talking about. This home is where the heart is. Home is where
totally,
you know, your people are, and my people are my wife and my daughter, and so that's Chico. That's our home. And,
totally. And, you know, paradise is in your backyard, right? And lots of times we think it's got to be far away, and it really is in your backyard or in your home or where your heart is with your family. I think we're such creatures of habit that we tend to, whatever we focus on, we bring in. And, you know, they're really, like, you and I and Monica, too, I think your family likes to travel, likes to go to places. And there's some people that never want to leave ever, right, you know, anywhere. So I think it's I really think it's a lot of stuff, you know. I know with me, I was always real, real positive and going through such trials and tribulations the last few years with changes and with my brother dying and me breaking my leg, you know, just different trials and tribulations. You know how there's times in our life where we'll have seasons of more pain than other, and it's like before, it's like, oh, my goodness, I have to get back to positive because it's – and work at it because – I think we're, even though, I guess as humans, we want to feel like we're so intelligent, but we're really kind of not. We're still, does that make sense? I mean, that sounds bad.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, we're creatures of habits and muscles, just like if you don't exercise, everything just goes to plop, right? If you don't use your brain, you know, you got it, your brain doesn't function as well. So we're made to use our stuff, and I think we all go through different trials and tribulations, and if we're real and hone on it and don't just ignore it and put a wall up because that doesn't help either, the habits come in because I'm seeing it with me right now going, okay, I've got to make myself get positive, make myself focus, make myself – because I grieved so badly for so long that it's like it's becoming a part of me, you know, kind of thing, that feeling. And you go, no. I'm realizing it's funny. There's psychology, but there's also the physics of it. There's also the chemicals, the body. I mean, we could get into a whole long conversation, but I'm only mention it because we always wanted our first half, of course, is real estate, and our second half is self-help about God and motivational and just different, you know, life things. But life ties in with everything, so I'm really seeing that now much clearer because I always wondered when somebody's always in a bad mood or there's always something going on, you know there's something else going on. Sometimes, though, it's a habit because we have a choice, right, whether we're going to, like, be bah humbug or we're going to say, okay, but that doesn't mean we don't go through things. So I didn't make that long-winded as usual I do, but I think it's interesting. And Hawaii, I still want to do, we have, you know, the Hawaii or not domain name. I still at some point want to do that, just make a small and get people to come in and hone in on it because a lot of people, it's wonderful, but a lot of people give up so much to come to Hawaii, and then they're always struggling. Some people, it's different. So you get a lot of wealthy people, and then you get a lot of people struggling, you know. So it's I think it's good to hone in. But it's funny, you and I have actually been the type of people, we go and go for our dreams, so then we get to live it and realize it and really, you know, once you go through something, you can. It's a lot different than when you're just reading about it in a book, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's, I find it's, and we get stuck and we get in places and, that's why we're going to, today's show, anyone listening is probably going, get to the real estate part already. What are you doing? Today's show is about hard money loans and no income verification loans, and a lot of them are back. The hard money loans really never went away. But it's just a matter of what the interest rate is. But we're going to go over that. But Randy and I always like to talk and really do the human part of this, right? Because we can on the show. We're not told we have to follow a specific outline.
And
our hearts go out, and we've lived it, and we've seen it, and it's just important. So I really want to go ahead and get it's time to heal, really get started on that in some fashion with blogging or a site or do something, you know, so that people can open up. Because you find a lot of these support groups, which are beautiful, a lot of them are very extremely confidential or have their own steps and protocol, you know, and sometimes that's not helping as much either, and sometimes people just need to vent and talk and whatever. And I think the beauty of everything is to realize that we're all human. And the big, big thing I'm seeing, because I deal with people all over the places, and I don't know how I'm going to switch over to the real estate, but is we really have to realize that our path is not someone else's path. You know, for years people were trying to keep up with the Joneses, and that's not our path. And jealousy is really a terrible thing, and you see it a lot, and then you go, wait a minute, that's not that person's path. Don't be jealous of what someone else is doing. You're probably right where you need to be, and that's where I'm really going through these experiences, just bringing this out and saying, you know, so if anybody's listening to this, you know, we do our radio show, we do the real estate, we do the self-help, but we really are about serving and making a difference, and we have a lot of archive listeners now, which makes sense because it's so much easier to download and listen to this when you're walking or, you know, reading or in the car or whatever's convenient for you. If you find yourself having those, you know, times and good days and bad days and things like that, please, you know, go to our site, put in information. I mean, you can remain anonymous, and we'll also put you in the list and get you involved in some of this stuff that is just, it's kind of like ongoing support, right? And that's what I tell a lot of the real estate agents and brokers. I was talking to one in Pennsylvania the other day that we gave a referral to, and she used to have a franchise, which she gave up. And I said, we all need, she was asking me questions on how I've done what I've done, and she's known me for years, and she just thinks it's amazing. I don't think it's amazing because we never think what we're doing is amazing, right? So I said, we all need support and love. Everybody does. We're not made to just be on an island by ourselves in general, you know, as a person. And so please connect with us, and because it's not just the real estate part of it. It's, you know, there's just so much more. And we'll always respect your privacy and everything, et cetera, too. We're not psychiatrists. We're not clinical people. I know I took too much time. We got to go on to the loan part. But I'll tell you, it kind of feeds in. What you and I are talking about right now feeds into what we're going to talk about, because, like you said, it's all together, and it really does tie in together. The hard money loans that we're going to talk about today, the no-doc and the low-doc loans, come with, you have to be careful, be very, very careful. And sometimes if somebody's in the lowest point and they can't get money and they can't get a loan, many people can't get loans today because of just the way the changes and the guidelines have changed. So it's not as easy to get a loan. Sometimes people may rush out and get a hard money loan that's going to do nothing but put you into a bankruptcy the next year. You may just be buying time if have that much debt. So you want to be careful when you get into these things, what frame of mind you're in, and that you ask a lot of questions and you get advice and you step back and look at this kind of from an outsider looking in, saying, what are my options? So see how the psychology still ties in to everything, in my opinion, on what we're doing so that we end up in a good place. There are hard money loans are where the lenders are giving you, like, it's high interest loans. For an example, they could be 12% interest to 18%. They could go as high as 24%. They could go, there's usury laws are in effect, and they can legally go as high as the laws allow. You have to make sure if it's being paid, how it's being paid, how that interest is calculated. Is it calculated and amortized over so many years, or is it, you know, and usually they're going to balloon at some point. They could balloon in a year. They could balloon in 5 years, 10 years. And what it means by ballooning is come due. So say you borrow, $100,000. They may charge you $10,000 up front for that $100,000 and only give you $90,000, just giving you examples, and then it could be very high interest and it could be due in a year or three or five. You may not have the means to pay it back then, so you want to really look at this whole picture and see what you're doing. And don't do it just because you're in a dire situation, but it depends if you have a plan. Years ago, with my brokerage in Maryland, I constantly was asked, it's probably in the early 90s, midnights, come on, Natalie, let's go in and do the banking business and do second money loans and hard loans, et cetera, for people. And I just said, I can't. We all do what's comfortable for us, and I couldn't. I was like, no, I can't do it if it's somebody's in a bad position and I know they're going to, all this is going to do is buy time for 6 months or a year. I can't do that, right? It doesn't make sense, and I didn't do it. But on the flip side, somebody may have a plan, know they're going to make a really good profit on, say, there's a property, and they can, right away can see a $100,000 profit, and they just need $50,000 to fix it up. And it's pretty much, you know, they know it, nothing's ever guaranteed 100%, but there's situations where it could be good. And then, yeah, it makes sense to borrow that money short term. So as long as you have a plan and you're really looking at what you're getting into, that's what I suggest. But we wanted to talk today, and we never have enough time, just so people, you think about it, and you go out and you investigate it. Now, there's hard money loans. Now, that no-doc loans and low-doc loans, some of them are becoming available again. There's different laws in every state. There's also federal laws and then state laws that regulate this. So we're not seeing government programs come up that are like this, except for usually refinancing or streamline refinancing. But as you and I say, Randy, all the time, it doesn't hurt to ask. It doesn't hurt to ask. Pick up the phone. You can call the company you're with now and say, do you have any, can I refinance with a no-doc or a low-doc loan? There's a lot of that is available. I know Obama, there was an Obama making homes affordable. There was a plan where you could do it without your tax returns and just go ahead and do a no a low-doc loan. A no-doc loan is a loan that usually is no documentation. They're just going to they don't check your income. They don't check, you know, they do check credit typically, but they don't check monies, et cetera, and which served a lot of clients, customers of the lending industry for years. A lot of people self-employed can write off, you know, legally write off a lot of expenses that are business expenses, but part of those expenses, you know, work through the through living, et cetera, and their income is going to look a lot lower, and they could have had excellent credit, never late, and the no-doc loan was excellent. I still believe that's excellent for people that really can't afford it, but unfortunately, with the predatory issues that came up from 2000 to 2006 and before and after, a lot of them are not allowed anymore. But again, some are coming back. Some lenders are actually offering these, especially smaller savings and loans can do different things. Now, a low-doc loan, the difference between a no-doc and a low-doc is the low-doc is also for self-employed borrowers, but say they don't have their income is low, but they're still going to want to document everything else. You know, they're still going to check everything else out and verify funds, et cetera. So the no-doc and the low-docs typically are going to be higher interest. It's a higher interest rate than what you would pay right now in the going market, say you're going to go to a Bank of America loan or, and say you're going to pay 3.5% or 4%, a no-doc or a low-doc might be 6% or 7% or 8%. It's not typically going to be as high as a hard money loan. I'm talking very fast, aren't I, Randy?
No, I'm tracking.
Okay.
I'm taking notes.
Okay. So the hard money loans, many times, each state has rules. A lot of times, the hard money loans can only be done on investment properties and not principal residence. So there's different laws in each state, and you just have to check it out when you're getting involved in that. There's just make sure that you're in a good place. You don't want to just grab the money because, oh, gosh, you can't pay the bills for the next month, and then you're still going to end up in this position later. I really believe, and I can say myself included, that when it comes to finances, some people are phenomenal and some people aren't. And it's one area that I believe hopefully our education system is working on more from when the kids are little and gone up. But back in my day, in your day too, Randy, they didn't teach us about finances in school at all. Elementary, junior high, senior high, unless you took college courses that actually had it. And I took accounting in high school, I remember, and they weren't teaching us how to really handle our money. They were just teaching us, how to do the statements, and debits were debits and credits were. It wasn't really how I wish I could have learned about compound interest when I was a kid. Can you imagine if we learned about that stuff? So I really am a firm believer that all of us would really do well to teach our kids more about money. I wasn't good about teaching my son about money, and really, really hone in that area because our world, unfortunately, works with trade and money and, some form of money, gold, silver, dollar, and without the knowledge, there's so much that we can learn to make a lot of money. And then, so I think that's one thing I would really point out for people to do. Yeah, there's a lot to definitely. Some of these no-doc loans do have prepaid interest penalties as well. There's certain states that allow, some states that don't allow it. The laws have changed pretty, frequently. It used to be that a lot of times, sometimes private people will go do these hard money loans. And there were only so many they could do in a year without getting licensed. So it's really important to check who you're dealing with, what you're doing, et cetera. And I don't want to ever say don't do a hard money loan because just like I mentioned before, if you have a plan and you're like, I just need this temporary, and when I work out the interest and what I'm paying and I'm not giving them equity in this property or my business or whatever, it may work out that it's okay to take it because it's a short-term thing. But it's definitely very, very expensive. I was talking to somebody last month, and they actually have somebody who's lending quite a bit of money, but he's going all the way up to 24% interest and wanting 10% up top. So if somebody wants to borrow $1 million, they're going to pay $100,000 up front and then 24% interest. So a couple of the things you want to jot down when you're doing, if you're looking at hard money loans, find out the term. Is it a balloon payment? 99% of them balloon. Which means it's going to come due in a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. You have to check it out. A lot of the hard money lenders are shorter than typical. Find out what the fees are because many are going to charge you points on top of it up front. A point is 1% of the loan. So if it's a $100,000 loan and they're charging you 10 points, that's $10,000, right? I'm sorry. Points, no. If they're charging you, it's you're talking about 10,000. It's 1% of the loan. I just said that wrong. But so that's pretty high, right? 10,000 a point. So, 1% of, so 1% of the loan would be, yeah. So that can be, 10,000 a point would be on $1 million. I'm sorry. So anyhow, check it out and find out what the fees are. There's also extra closing costs, et cetera. So don't ever do anything without, in a panic without really checking it out. But they're out there. They're available. We're not going to give names of different companies right now, but you can Google. You can research. If your credit's good and you really don't have the tax returns to substantiate it, if you're in your own business but you have a cash flow and money's coming in and money's coming out and you know, legally can take off your expenses, you may want to check with the smaller banks because they are able to do more than what the large mortgage companies can do, and they are going to be more apt to have like a no-doc loan or a low-doc loan that they can do with you. They will pretty much many times have you sign a 4506T form, which gives them permission to pull your tax returns. And as long as your expenses are legally what they should be, you shouldn't have a problem with an audit in the future. You know, so so I think that gives a lot of food for thought when it comes to what to check out and what not to check out and get into. Just be careful, you know, be careful. And you don't want to deal with loan sharks that are going to come and break your leg if you don't pay, okay? So don't deal with Guido. Guido, I'm not, no pun intended, but no, you know what I mean? Because they're out there too,
yeah.
Right? They are very much out there. And so be careful. And there's enough people that are, you know, not going to do that. So just be careful because sometimes it's easy to get in a panic about money, unfortunately. And the last thing I want to say, if you're in a situation with money, is don't attach your self-worth to money. A lot of people in the economy right now, a lot of things have changed. A lot of people have gone through trials and tribulations. Your worth is not what your bank account says. Your worth is not your network. Your worth is still you, your intelligence, what you bring to the table. Your health is worth more than all the money in the world. So if you're starting over or you're in a situation where it's tight and you're looking at these hard money loans, some people might say, there's cases where someone might say, I do them all the time because I've got these projects going and it works beautifully. That's different. They already have a system set up, you know. But this is mainly for the average person out there that's kind of trying to figure it out, struggling, and just be very careful. And remember, you've got all that it takes to pull it together where you want. So do anybody have any questions? And I don't know, Randy, if you have any questions too.
I know when you say the panic thing about money, I mean, I was thinking about that today. I was thinking about for whatever reason, and this gets way into more psychobabble than we probably should here, but you know, it's I think it's important because you raise the point of people panicking about money, so they go to these you know the hard money I was thinking about that this morning, how you know really money. I don't know how to explain this, but not to worry. Our lack of money or our abundance of money, and I know this sounds very elementary, but really relates to our belief about money and our belief about, you know, and so if we're in this panic mode all the time, it's very difficult to get off of that panic mode, you know, situation.
Yeah.
And when you're talking about a hard money loan, Are you talking about somebody who's trying to buy a home as opposed to refinancing? Or do both of those apply?
Oh, on the refinancing, somebody always wants to call their own lender and see if they can just do a streamlined refinancing, which would be with no documentation. So I'm mainly talking about a new property or investment property, hard money loans. It could be for business. It could be for other things. But, of course, because we're talking about real estate, mainly real estate, somebody could have a property that has equity in it, and they're going to put that up as collateral for a hard money loan to use for other purposes. So, yeah, pretty much real estate, but it comes in all shapes and forms. You know, there's different types of,
I was just thinking about that this morning, how I'm often in a panic about money. And I'm like, you know what? You don't need to be. I mean, it'll work out. Like you said, it'll you know, I mean, you can think it through, but then the worry part of it, you can only do so much. And so you think it through, you look at your options, you kind of detach the emotion from money, which
it's hard to do.
That's hard to do.
You know, really, and being entrepreneurial, we've both been entrepreneurial for our whole lives, pretty much. Well, I've always had my own businesses since I was in my 20s, and it's you've got the mindset of putting it in, taking it, putting it in, and sometimes I go and go, gosh, if I would have done this and this and this, I brought in so much, I could have already done this and this and this. And I could have, but I also had a lot of freedom, so the freedom was worth it to me. But I think we're lots of times our own worst critics and enemies, because you go, oh, my gosh, why didn't I do this and this and this? And then now things are much tighter than they used to be overall, you know, in many industries. So we tend to... we can look at the negative, and when we look at the negative, we're drawing it towards us. We're truly bringing ourselves down, our self-esteem down, and then we're having more of a lack rather than going, okay, what can I do right now that's going to make this change? We can't turn the clock back, because I do that to myself a lot when I go, wow, oh my gosh, the amount I was bringing in and all the technology, we were ahead of this and ahead of this and ahead of this, and now I'm like, I let it stop because I took off a lot and had trials and tribulations, and it's like, you know, and it's like, wait a minute. No, the knowledge is there. All that's there. Now you get to do it differently and move forward, because the lack comes, but it's funny how God, and you know, God says he doesn't even let a sparrow go hungry, right?
Mm.
And knows all they... And if I'm going to feed the birds, am I not going to feed you? And I really believe that. I really believe that we get taken care of. Now, we have to be proactive. We can't just sit there and lay there and go, okay, now, dear God, drop the money out of the sky, you know? We have to be proactive. We have to think it out of the box. But, right, having the peace and having the faith is much better. And one of the worst things we can do is compare ourselves to other people. Stop doing that. If you find yourself doing that, stop it right now. Just go, what do I do? What have I done before? How can I figure this out? What's the best alternative? And because I think the more we worry about it, and the other thing is sometimes we punish ourselves. We don't think we deserve it. So you start to get it, and then you block it because there's something in our psyche that's like, no, we don't deserve it. We're not worthy of that. Da, 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 you know? Sometimes I think fear can set in. You meet people and they, oh, you have so much money. Oh, and they get intimidated and you're like, oh my gosh, this is so weird, you know? And so I can see it's, I wish our world would just get to the place where people just realize it's the money that does not make who you are. You know, I've met some people and they're like, I'm worth da-da-da-da-da-da, and this other one's my equal. And I think, oh my gosh, that poor person, they really believe that that's what makes them a person. It doesn't, you know? My son called me yesterday about it. He does research, and there's somebody that's a billionaire that's funding some of this other research, and they said the guy's only 35. He made a lot of money in the video games, but he's so mean to everybody, and he's pompous, and he's this, and it was like, gosh, it's a shame. He's not going to take it with him. Hopefully he'll grow and he'll learn that that's not a good way to be, right? So you wonder sometimes, what if somebody else, if they make billions and someone else is struggling? And, you know, and I think we have to be willing to accept it and not punish ourselves. I've been guilty of going and rolling and doing it and doing so well and then going like, oh, I don't know if this is what I want right now, and then stopping it and sabotaging it and going. So that's sort of like, that's where you and I really, really want to complete the It's Time to Heal. You know what I mean? With, I really want to put it out there because I hear it so much. I see people do it so much. Because our attitude, the only thing can't be taken from you is your word, okay? Your health can be taken. Your money can be taken. The only thing is that your word, to try to stick to your word. I mean, things come up where you have to call somebody and say, hey, I said I could do this, but now I can't do this, and there's a reason for it. So I don't mean that things can't change, but you want to stick to your word as much as possible. And then the other thing is our attitude. Now, does that mean, no, if you're going through grief and illness and everything, it doesn't mean you're going to have this perfect attitude all the time. But that's the things that we come in with, we leave with, and it's just... It's really a mindset. I'm committed and firmly believe it's a mindset, and accepting it. And you know, so I mean, you and I go through it, so we know it really happens. I mean, it's not like we're trying to tell anybody, oh, our lives are perfect, and we just know exactly how to do it all, because we don't. But I can tell you that it makes for a lot more peace. And of course we have to be careful but the beautiful thing about life is you can go forward and do things differently. If you know, hey, I was doing it this way or spending too much years, you can change that, you know? So it's pretty cool. And there is a lot, still a lot of money to be made in these markets. There's still a lot to do. And there's so much to, it can be inundated on where to focus and get it done, you know? So we wanted to make, you're getting into this, thinking about doing these or not doing it. You don't want to, the hard money or no doc or low doc. I would go the no doc or low doc first before the hard money. But it's not a terrible thing as long as you have a plan and you know what you're getting into and you don't have any surprises. Like, don't just say, here, I need the money, sign the docs, not read anything, and find out later, hey, oops, I didn't know this was going to happen or this could be done, you know, and protect yourself. It's not something to totally say, because some people might go, don't touch those, they're horrible. It depends, right? So we are just about finished our first half. And
we absolutely are. It's been amazing. And again, realtyuniversal.com, the website, for all of the above. I mean, today we just talked about the hard money loans, no doc loans and those kinds of things. But any of your questions, believe me, realtyuniversal.com, check it out. And right around the corner, Jenny Craig, no, not that Jenny Craig, but Jenny Craig joins us, and she's going to be talking about the Share the Truth movement and pretty cool creative thing she did to help people heal. Talk about let the healing begin. she's got a great idea that she actually put into action. And so hang on, we'll be right back with Jenny Craig right after this.
It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
When I was in college in Psych 101 as a freshman, we took a test to determine our creativity. There were 17 in the class, and I remember it well because I finished at the bottom of the class. Here's what I did that really sparked the creativity of my life. I began reading, and I began filing. Somebody else's idea helped me to create an idea, and before long, I began to sense that there was creativity within me. I just realized that I had to, in the beginning, borrow it from others and then build on it. Oh, I love that. Borrow it and then build on it. So if you look at yourself not as a creative person, you can't be any worse than me. I was at the bottom of a class. 60 books later, I've learned to be creative, but it was a learned art in my life. So go inside. It's there. Pull it out.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
Wowie kazowie, John Maxwell always adding value, which is, again, our goal here on this show as well. Realty Universal Radio, on the air everywhere, Randy Zachary, my name, and resetting Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal. She is on the line with us from Oahu, and on the line with us from the island of Maui, not too far away from Oahu, is Jenny Craig. Welcome.
Thank you, Randy. Thank you, Natalie. Thank you for having me. Good morning, everybody.
Looking forward
Aloha.
To it. Thank you.
Aloha. So let's get it out of the way again, and I know you hear this all the time, but you're not that, Jenny Craig. We're not going to talk about weight loss today, right?
We are not. We are not.
Okay.
If negative thoughts are weight, then yes, we're talking about that kind of weight loss. But no, I am not the Jenny Craig.
Jenny Craig has written a book called Partus Veritas, Share the Truth, or Share Truth. And she's got a Facebook page, actually. It's Share Truth, The Share Truth Movement, it's called. So check it out there. And so, Jenny, you just did an amazing creative thing whereby you've compiled this book and it's people sharing their truth. In many cases, it's people sharing something that they've held on to for many, many years and have never shared it with anybody or in any place. And you've allowed them to do this. And in a very unique way that you got these. So I'd love for you to talk about how you came up with the idea for the book Share Truth, and then your experience as you watched what happened unfold.
Okay. Randy, I came up, and Natalie, thank you. I came up with the idea in 2012. In the summer of that year, I just began thinking about how people have so much difficulty letting go of stuff. It's an indication
huge.
To exactly what's going on in the world. I mean, look at the world events. And you can see how a thought like that could have surfaced in anybody's mind, that a lot of things that people are doing are a direct relation to stuff they're holding on to that they need to let go. And so I started trying to figure that out. In conjunction with thinking about that, I had my own situation that was difficult for me to let go. But once I did, the power that I felt was just so unbelievable that I just had to imagine other people would feel it too. So I didn't want to keep it to myself. I said, let me try to create a platform that will allow people to do just that. And I also believe that there is bravery in anonymity. When people don't have to do a one-on-one facing type of situation, people are more willing to express themselves. So my goal was to create a platform that allowed people to remain anonymous, but at the same time accomplish the goal of getting their message out, getting the deepest, most innermost thoughts that have just been with them for so long that really do need to come out so they can grow mentally.
Oh, I love it.
They can grow socially, and then they can repair relationships. And so at first I was going in one direction, and then I was just led to use the book as a platform, and the response was absolutely overwhelming. I mean, anybody writing a book hopes for the best possible outcome, and I truly did. And so when I put some ads out there on Craigslist asking people then their truth, their apologies, if you will, people just poured their hearts.
Wow.
I mean, there were times I sat at my computer in tears as I was, you know, constructing the editing portion of it and just feeling the pain that came from people who obviously wanted to do exactly what I thought, exactly what I imagined. This is what they want to do. So my quest is to heal the world. I am on a mission. I can barely sleep at night. I am determined to help people release those negative thoughts so people can become better within themselves.
Amazing.
So
where do they go now? They go to Share Your Truth. I mean, they go to sharethetruth.com or?
Actually, Natalie, they go to partisveritas.com. That's the website where they can actually submit a story of apology and remain anonymous.
Can
you
spell that?
Because
we have a lot of,
yes.
Just so they get the exact, okay.
Absolutely. It's www.partisveritas.com. Partis Veritas. That's actually the name of the book.
Wow. Okay.
Very cool. The way, again, that blows me away, first of all, you've hit on something, obviously, that's so huge and so fundamental, and guess what? You figured that out by how you responded when you let go of, you know, whatever that thing was that you were hanging on to. And you did this again. Was it originally with Craigslist ads? Is that how you started doing it, or how did
It's crazy because I had this whole list of places that I planned on advertising, and obviously everybody knows that marketing and advertising, there's a cost associated with that. So as you're streaming costs and trying to figure out what will be the best economical route, I just said, well, let me start with Craigslist, and if I get no responses, then I'll migrate to different other resources that would help. I didn't even have to go anywhere else after that.
Wow.
That was just one ad led to getting more of them in, so I just each day just put ads in every single city and every single state. And the responses just poured in. I mean, in the book, there's a combination of responses of people from as different countries. There were responses that came in a different language that I had to get my coworker who speaks Japanese to decipher for me. Yes,
it's all anonymous, and then you post it anonymously, and then people comment, or is it just Do people comment like on a blog or not? Because
no.
No,
they don't. They just send their responses. I get them myself. And then I just edit them. Sometimes people are really feel passionate about different things that they've been through in their lives. Some stuff is very traumatic. Some stuff is very personal. So when it's coming out, it doesn't come out completely edited, if you can understand. It comes out just the way they feel. And so my job is to edit it to make it appropriate for the book, to maintain anonymity, no references at all to specific states, no references to anything so someone could try to figure out, oh, who this person is. I'm just letting people be free to get that release. The point is getting a release, to get it out, because you heal when you release that negative stuff. That stuff can go anywhere but be a detriment to your health and to your mind. So the point is to get it out so that they can heal and they can move on and not
continue
their poverty thoughts.
I love it. Randy and I are working on, it's time to heal, talking about, you know how issues happen in your childhood or things can happen in your life and it blocks you and sometimes it connects with another thing and you don't realize it's affecting what you're doing now.
Exactly.
You know, and you're actually letting them go in when they say, no, there's something that happened that I know I need to get out, but I haven't gotten it out yet, and just do it. And it could be something that happened to them. It could be something they did to someone else, right? It could be anything.
Yeah. Wow. Exactly. That's the thing, Natalie. It could be any of those two things. Some things that people are really, really embarrassed about, something that they did years ago that they never apologized for. They're coming forth with that. Some people are apologizing to their parents, but very interestingly enough, some people are apologizing to the deceased. So you're getting a lot of people saying, look, I'm sorry, you've been dead now for X amount of years, and I did this, and I'm so, so sorry. And that just goes to show that even in somebody's passing, people still don't let it go. It just becomes a figment of their thought process that just haunts them forever.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah, we're definitely, sorry, I keep...
That release is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's powerful. Again, just to let everybody know, we're talking to Jenny Craig, and we're talking to the Jenny Craig. Darn it, we're just going to say that. We're talking
there
to
you
the,
go.
Yeah, the Jenny Craig.
Craig.
Exactly.
Weight
there
loss is nothing. And actually, as you said, you kind of joked about it at the beginning here, Jenny, but... This is another form of weight loss, if you will, because people are carrying a weight, and it's often a weight of emotional bondage or trauma because of something they've not shared and need to express. What is my favorite book says something about confession is good for the soul, right? I mean, the idea of, the Bible talks about confessing, is an important, there's just an important thing that happens there. Now, I have a question for you because... You know, you and I and Sandy, sitting around at Starbucks in Maui a couple of weeks ago, we got into an in-depth discussion on this, and I wondered, do you find people, now, when they responded to the Craigslist ad, was there a way well, of course they could reply to you because they replied to the ad, so do you find people then replying to you, do you find yourself kind of in a counselor mode at all with people wanting to follow
Absolutely.
Up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And Randy, I'm glad you touched on that. I've always felt like I would have the material, the genetic makeup to kind of counsel people. A lot of my friends, they will call to tell me something that's going on in their life because they said that they liked the way that I explained stuff to them. So when people started, when I put myself in this whole Share Truth movement position, and I saw what people were confessing. One gentleman in particular, he just talked about how he thought suicide was the best alternative. And that let me know right then and there, oh, my gosh, not only are you going to be releasing a book, but you're going to have to counsel people and help people understand that suicide is not an alternative, that their life has value no matter how bad a situation may appear, how bad someone has treated them. So what we did, instead of just receiving the entry and doing nothing, now we have to kind of put ourselves in a position to counsel people, because we can't ignore stuff like that. We have to react. We have to send them information for their area where they live, where they can get help, and just do the right thing so that people can be better off. So, yeah.
You know, you wonder, because like they told from a clinical standpoint, I mean, sometimes people really have clinical issues. There could be hormone imbalances, medical issues, right? It may not just be the total psychological. You know, there's so much, and I guess that's got to be really difficult to figure out, like, okay, give them the love, let them listen, and then send information to them, because they say, you know, if a person can call one more person or one more day can go by and they get feel love, they may be here tomorrow instead of reaching out. It's tough. I mean, it's got to be really tough because, wow, that's amazing.
Exactly. If they took the, in my opinion, if they took the step to read the ad and say, okay, I'm going to send in something, they don't want to die. They want help. And
they're reaching out.
That is a call for help. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's the way I took it. They responded, and I actually felt, you know, oh, wow, it really feels good when you help people, you know, overcome something as weighty as that. That was just huge.
Wow. That's great. That's really
that
amazing.
Is powerful.
Kudos to you. That
again,
is
we
very
want to remind you that we are we're talking with Jenny Craig, and again, her book is Partus Veritas. And again, we want to I want to spell that for you, and that's the website as well: PartisVeritas, PartisVeritas.com is the website. On Facebook as well, it's the Share the Truth Movement. I'm going to turn my phone off. How's that? There we go. On Facebook, again, it's the Share Truth Movement. Jenny Craig talking about a different kind of weight loss, and I would argue a more important, really, kind of weight loss, because obviously, as you mentioned, people might be carrying something around for years. And, you know, without telling the whole story, I shared with you guys that story about my father and how I never really got to share some stuff with my dad. And so this anger that I carried around, you know, needed to be shared. And I ended up, on the advice of a friend, went out to my dad's grave, man. And I laid on my dad's grave and cried and yelled at him for an hour and a half. And by the time I got it out, and I got, like you said, when I got it out, there was this release, and there was this peace, and there was this closeness I felt with my dad that was why I came there. I wanted to feel close to him and not feel this anger, and it happened, but it took an hour and a half of really just processing a whole lot of lifetime stuff, and that's why I mentioned it to you that I'm sure people just speaking like an initial truth, they kind of get hooked because they're like, wow, whew, that feels good.
Wow.
You know, right?
They talk about writing letters, but sometimes don't mail them, you know, when you're really upset with somebody, and maybe it's a good idea to write the letter and get it out and not mail it because you may regret it later. Sometimes it is good and then how that makes you feel better, even journaling, just journaling our lives every day, because we start to go, how was I feeling then? And you could look back 2-3 years later and see the similarities. Am I constantly feeling this over and over and over? Is there a pattern, you know, about something? And it takes a lot of work. So I imagine when you're posting these confessions or hurts or worries or things that have happened, maybe they were beat up a lot and they just always feel bad about everything and it has nothing to do with them. I imagine they come back to you later and say, give you the results. A lot of people do come back and tell you, this helps me tremendously.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That had to be the rewarding part, Natalie. The emails that we receive from people saying just that. Thank you for this. Thank you. I feel so much better. Thank you with this. Now, one young lady who was raped by a man and was impregnated in the attack and didn't know how to tell her daughter, who had asked, who is my father, what the whole story was. She put her story in the book. It's actually in our book. But
really?
She's a person who sent me a response and said, thank you for allowing, helping me. When I wrote this to you, that gave me the strength to explain to my daughter who her father is.
Wow, that gives me tears. Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
That's
very, very cool. Jenny Craig, again, our guest, and she is the author of Partus Veritas. Again, Share the Truth Movement is on the Facebook page. And so you've got a TV show coming up, right?
Are you guys
taping, like, segments right now, or what's going on?
The segments will begin taping in another week or so, but the TV series will be a combination of helping people to understand the importance of the release, and then we will try to get people to actually do their release right on the show. So we'll be doing some more advertisements in that regard, and we're also doing something else. We're, of course, the month of May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we see a lot that's going on, mental health issues in the workplace. So we started a petition. I plan on hand-delivering that to Congress in August in Washington, D.C., just helping people, employers, take a little more responsibility in talking with their employees, connecting with them to avoid these horrible situations that we're seeing all too often on TV. Someone with some type of mental health issue or something that's been bothering them, the only thing they can think of doing is picking up a weapon and going and hurting innocent people. We feel all of that is tied into stuff that people need to let go. So we're addressing that. We have a petition going on right now at moveon.org. And the name Yeah, the name of the petition is On the Job Mental Health Awareness. And we need the, as many signatures as we can. My husband and I are going to be canvassing Maui on foot, getting as many signatures as we can for that, because we feel all this is tied in. We don't just want people released behind the scenes. We want healthy work environments. We want healthy homes. We want healthy relationships, all because people are able to finally get stuff out and in the open.
God bless you. That's so needed.
That's so cool. That's amazing.
It really is.
Jenny Craig, again, our guest, and we've got just a couple of more minutes already. I knew it would fly by. So what's the plan now to expand the brand, if you will? What's the next step? You've got this amazing book. You've got the TV show going. You've got this, obviously, this tie-in with mental health that, you know, really is a perfect tie-in. What else is on the drawing board for you guys down the road?
We have another book that we'll be releasing towards the end of the year, and it is called Bad Habits. That one that will be, we plan on it, it will probably be a little bit more entertaining, just allowing people to share the habits that they have that are just probably habits that people don't know about. Put that in there to probably offer some real good entertainment when you hear about different habits that people are living with and dealing with on a day-to-day basis. We also plan on putting out a Partus Veritas Celebrity Edition. All well-known people will be putting their secrets in the book. These will be well-known people in the music industry, in the movie industry, in every market and genre that you can possibly think of. We will make contact with them and get them to submit stuff anonymously for the book. So,
those are the goals in
the future.
Is it going to be internet, or is it going to be on cable, or how do they?
It's going to be on cable, cable channel 55, and the segments will be starting, will begin in June. The shooting will begin next week. So right now we're just trying to finalize trying to look at an actor and actresses to help us with the episodes and getting our scripts together and whatnot. But it'll be public access TV here in Maui with the hopes and intentions that it can spawn to other markets and other networks.
Congratulations. That's just fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's amazing.
So, Jenny, as you described the TV show, you're talking about actresses and actors, so it's not just – you know, you sitting interviewing folks, but you guys are actually scripting out scenarios where people are acting out things?
We're actually having the actors and actresses talk about the message and actually script out exactly. Yeah, so they'll be doing some scripting and scenarios to kind of allow people to try to relate, saying, wait a minute, I was in a situation just like that. And sometimes we're just trying to provoke a little bit of memory to get people to kind of dig deep, if you will, just to, you know, get the relief. So we, the actresses and actors, the two people that we're going to be choosing will be in that role, and also they'll just be speaking in regards to the importance of what we're doing and how people can get involved.
Wow. Very cool. That's so awesome. Jenny Craig with us again. It's been an amazing, amazing time. And so where can folks get the book? At the website, I guess, right? And then where else?
Yes, they can also go to Amazon.com and get the book. The book is also now available on Kindle. So if they have a Kindle, they can get an instant download just like that. And it's also available on eBay.
Okay. Very cool. And again, the name of the book, Partus Veritas, and that is, that's Latin, right?
What does it mean?
Share truth. Partus is share, and veritas is truth.
Partus Veritas. Very, very cool. Share Truth. And again, on Facebook, it's the Share Truth Movement. And she's on Twitter as well, at Jenny C. Maui. Are you any relation to Sandy C. Maui? No relation?
Sandy is my sister in Christ.
There you go. There you go. Yes, amazing lady, that one. Yeah,
yes,
I know you and
is.
I both love her very much.
Yes, indeed.
And I found her on Twitter. I literally,
one day
I was saying, well, if we're going to do this Pono Radio thing and it's going to be social media driven, I need to find some social media maniacs on Maui. And I just started looking for people who had a lot of followers on Twitter, and there she was. And I went, hey, are you interested in a social media driven thing? And she went, yes, you know, she was, you know, a Christ follower, which really, we connected spiritually, and then, you know, she's been amazing encouragement ever since. And well, very cool. Jenny Craig, again, you're amazing. People can contact you Twitter at Jenny C. Maui, on Facebook, share the Share Truth Movement, and then the website, partisveritas.com. That's PartisVeritas.com. Jenny Craig, I feel lighter already after this half hour.
All right.
I feel lighter.
Amen.
Very good.
Perfect.
Thank you so much, Jenny.
It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Bless you.
I appreciate it.
It's wonderful. To everyone out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.